WildTalkRadio.com.
It's time for the 22nd WTR Fantasy Draft, featuring Tim Stein, Keishi, Lindsay, the WTR Wheel, the Intern, and the reigning champion, Sir Rockin. Let the drafting begin. And remember, Vegas, baby, Vegas.
We've gathered here on a Wednesday night because everyone's schedule is kind of wonky and couldn't make it work on a Thursday or a Sunday, but this is the 22nd annual WTR Fantasy Draft live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Support channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite M Shop when you buy South Park. And for the past few days, Undertaker and Cody Rhodes. But I think they left the shop tonight. But still, hashtag Epic Partner. Anyway, I am the producer. Joined for this fantasy draft by the intern, Kane Kittens.
I'm still at work.
Chat, can you believe it? He's still working. What time is it there?
8 o'clock.
Chat, he's still at work at 8 p.m. He doesn't want to go home. He lives
also
there
the
now.
First day of class here, so that's part of it.
He's full of excuses.
And tomorrow is first reveals for our admissions area, so that's also a really big part of it.
Chad, just shake your head. Just shake her head. Anyway, we also have the Racks, Lindsay Ward.
I'm not still at work. I'm at home. Hi, everybody.
We also have the one and only Keishi Matsunaga's back.
Yeah, I left the ice long enough to do a draft and come in second last place.
He made it. We found time to get Keishi on the show. And it would have been tomorrow, but someone else is going to be out of town, and that one is the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I'm not still at work, but I'm going to be packing to go to work tomorrow. I got to drive 3 hours southeast of Calgary. Otherwise, this would have happened on the rack, and it officially would have been the rack with Lindsay Ward. However, it's all of us. It's a collaborative type thing. You know, get together on a Wednesday and see what's up.
That's right. It's our 22nd draft we've done. We keep adding on to it every year.
Oh, what's up?
That is what we do. Last season, we had a blind risk. Blind risk is once again in play this year, where the final two picks you make for your team will be eligible to be swapped around and given a 2x multiplier. So choose your people wisely, because you could help another team or you could sabotage them with your final two picks. That is up to you to figure out. And then after all the picks are done, there's a little bit of a twist coming, because WrestleMania is in Vegas once again this year, so we're going to have a little twist at the end.
Vegas, baby?
Vegas, baby. Vegas. That's the twist. We'll tell you what those things are. There'll be two options at the end of the draft, but we're not going to tell you that up front. We'll tell you when we get to that point. The draft order will go as followed, as it was randomized on random.org. Keishi will be leading us off, followed by Tim, the Wheel, everyone's favorite. The intern, Lindsay, and then myself in the snake order set of a draft. The first round, though, as always, will be the keeper draft. Before we begin, does anybody have any questions about anything regarding tonight?
No, I'm sure you'll fill us in as we go.
I'll bring it up in about round three, so we're good.
About round three. We've added some teams. Bailey and Lyra are a team. Riho's a team. I think we kept the Dungeon Dolls as a team. We added some names you're familiar with to the list, and maybe some that you're not familiar with on the list. So that's how things will go. But as I said, the keeper round starts us off, and Keishi will lead us off with his keeper, which will be who?
I will be keeping Io Sky.
No, you will not. You...
Why?
Get Riho.
You get Riho as well, if you looked at the sheet.
Well, I'm keeping Io Sky, therefore getting Io and Riho.
Yes, you get Riho Ripley and Io Sky with that pick.
Well, actually, I'm not going to fight that one.
Me and Brent had a discussion about that. So it's like, if you want it, you got to fight with him for it. He's not going to keep
I've got others that are much more on the list than Riho.
I'll see. My list had them as separate, so you guys must have changed it after I put together my thing.
You put it on Sunday.
Yeah, no. and it was, I think we came to the agreement. But yeah, that's fine. It's cool. It's all taken care of there. Tim, who will be your keeper?
I will keep Riho Ripley.
You didn't have Riho.
I know. I was just saying. This. It goes without saying I'm keeping the Vision.
Okay, the Vision go to Tim.
Now, Rock, remind me. Seth is not part of the Vision, correct?
Seth Rollins is not a part of the Vision.
Cool.
Just so Tim is aware. Tim wants Seth Rollins. We'll give the opportunity to just take Seth Rollins and not the Vision.
This is keep around, so... Keep.
He's going to stick with the Vision. Okay.
Andy gets Logan, Andy gets Austin with that. So have fun.
Have fun with that one. This brings us to the wheel, who they will keep. They've been keeping Roman Reigns the last couple times around. But what about now?
Penta.
Penta will go to the wheel. So Roman Reigns is back in play for a team, if people so choose to have Penta on that one. This, I believe, takes us to Brent.
Who are you keeping? I just wanted to be known up front that M has declared Logan Paul to be a number one draft pick, so I just want that on the record.
I mean, you are the keeper of the sheet, so you can put that down on the record somewhere.
Yeah, all that Tim talks, he thinks Logan Paul is a number one overall draft pick. So
he also thinks Austin Theory is a number one draft.
Yeah, pick. He thinks Austin Theory is also up there as a number one pick. Cool.
What? No. Casey had the number one overall. I had number two. Get it right.
Okay, you think they're number one? You think they're a first round draft pick?
Got blah it. Blah blah blah.
Well, first round pick.
I also get, as part of the Vision, I also get Paul Heyman.
Congrats.
Which doesn't get you anything because he doesn't wrestle. So
but he shows up.
But they all show up, so it doesn't. He really doesn't get you anything extra.
I could go with the voice of the voiceless.
You could.
Because he was my keeper from last time.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a new, there's something new on the horizon.
Okay.
A ruler. So I'm going to keep Oba Femi.
Oba Femi, sticking with the interns of CM Punk, is in play. This brings it to Lindsay.
We all know who it is. Just put it down. But for posterity, it's the Wyatt Six.
I didn't even look at him twice, never mind once, to even think about putting on the list, just in case.
I thought you were Rusev as the keeper, so I'm
shocked. Wyatt Six was already written down in my sheet already. So, Roman Reigns is back in play. CM Punk is back in play. Now, Cody Rhodes is back in play, because I'm not keeping Cody Rhodes. I'm keeping Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
The allies of convenience?
Yes.
You bastard.
We put that, so now that's Roman, Cody, and Punk all back in play, and they haven't been in play for a while. So, have at it, Keishi. Oh. You're up.
Now, everybody stay away from my list when you pick, Keishi.
Let me see. Who's on Tim's list?
So, for record, Tim...
looking at the results from last season, I don't think you want anything from Tim's list.
So I mean, Tim, really, anything from me is going to be a step up, so...
Yeah. For the record, Tim, your list is at the bottom of the sheet, though, just so you're aware.
It's not changed throughout the entirety of...
Anyway, Casey's taking Gunther. That's a good pick.
Gunther.
It's a good pick. All right, Tim, who are you taking?
AJ Lee.
AJ Lee for Tim. Okay, this now goes to the wheel for their first real selection of the draft.
Tony D'Angelo.
Tony? I mean,
he's doing stuff.
That's a good pick.
He looks like he's about ready to take over NXT.
Yeah, so that's a really good, strong pick for the wheel to go along with Penta. All right, Brent, You're up. Who are you thinking?
I could go a couple of ways here.
There's something you don't know.
A lot of people out there.
There are. She has disappeared. I'm going to go... Screw it. Jacob.
Jacob Batu goes to the intern. Lindsay.
Well, since he's available, give me Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. All right. This gives it to, brings it down to me. It's WrestleMania season. There's a lot of strong candidates. But we're going with Becky Lynch to close out round two. And since a snake draft, it comes back to me. I thought he would have been snatched up, but since he's out there, I'll pick Cody Rhodes back up.
Hope Cody goes on vacation.
All right, Lindsay.
Give me the other half of the Shield that's left. Give me Seth.
Seth Rollins.
I'm not gonna lie, I was very tempted to with this pick to take Seth.
Swell.
Oh wait, I just saw Casey had Big E last season.
I was hoping he was gonna come back.
Yeah, why not? I'll go youth movement again. Blake Monroe.
Nice.
Blake Monroe goes to the intern, which
maybe she gets called up. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll go to the wheel for this next pick.
LWO. Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Raul Mendoza, and Joaquin Wilde.
The LWO for the wheel. Okay.
Can't really hate that too much.
No, you really can't.
The wheel is actually pulling some shit off this time.
We thought that last. We thought
that
last.
We did that last season too.
Yeah, that's true.
Then it floundered, and Roman never showed up, and
the floor dropped out from under it.
Ah. Tim.
Yes, it's my turn, so I should pick. Oh. I'm going to say his name so he appears.
And what's his name, Tim?
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
To be fair, I think that man has been on my team for the past two seasons. So,
And this is the year he actually does something big.
I mean, he did something big last year.
I was going to say he appeared at WrestleMania. He appeared on the John Cena Saturday Night Main Event. I think he's had a...
He got signed.
He got a WWE contract. He was in the Royal Rumble. I mean, he had a good year. All right, Keish.
CM Punk's still on the table, right?
Yep. He is.
Not anymore. I'm going to take CM Punk.
That
was my next goddamn pick, Keish.
You should have said his name.
But I wanted Joe
Hendry. Would have appeared.
He would have appeared, but, you know. All right, Keish, you're back up.
Ooh.
Don't you
let's
dare.
Let's jump into... NXT, and I'm going to go with Sol Ruka and Zarya.
Ooh. Sol Ruka and Zarya. Okay. Solid selection right there. We now go back to Tim for this next one.
Oh, boy. Do I pick him? Do I pick them? Do I pick her? Do I pick him? Give me AJ Styles.
AJ Styles for Tim. For okay.
Final year.
This will take us to SummerSlam, just so we're all same page on that one. We go back to the wheel for their next selection.
LA Knight.
Oh. L.
Yeah.
LA Knight. Yeah.
Okay, so Penta, Tony, LA Knight, and the LWO. Wheel's out for blood this season.
Wheel's coming to play. Not gonna lie. All right, Brent, how are you gonna stop the wheel?
Okay, so I've got two singles for male. I have a female. I need a tag team. I've been going youth movement so far. I think I'm gonna stay with it, and I could just take a tag team, but I'm gonna take a tag team plus and go Dark State.
Dark State for Brent. Lindsay.
Give me Randy Orton.
Randy Orton.
She heard voices.
I'm gonna take the newest call up to SmackDown, Jordan Grace. And we'll stick with that theme. Go Trick Williams.
Ah, damn it.
We're back to Lindsay.
Give me the Kabuki Warriors.
Kabuki Warriors. Lindsay. Brent.
I mean, I've been going youth so far.
You've said that once or twice.
And you've taken call ups that just recently happened. I'm going to finish the job. Javon Evans.
Good thing we got it on the main show and not during commercial for that one. Just so people are aware. What?
He's already been on, like, television a bunch of times. It didn't need to be on the main show.
But the internet said it needed to be, so, you know.
Yeah, the internet also says a lot of things.
But the wheel says their pick is...
R-Truth.
Appearance points.
Appearance points for R-Truth. Not the strongest pick from the wheel so far, but...
I had R-Truth last season.
And how'd that work out for you?
I got appearance points.
And I lost losses.
Got fired at one point.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, sure. Blame me.
Tim, who's your pick this time since you can't have R-Truth?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be R-Truth. Oh, now I'm I'll take Dragunov.
Ilya, Dragunov.
Ilya.
All right, Ilya goes to Tim, Keishi.
Which direction do I go with this one? Let's go Stephanie Vakur, unless somebody chose that already.
No.
Good.
I considered her, but don't
the
know
women's world champion Stephanie Vakur is off the board. Okay, who's next?
Let's see. I will also take Julia.
You get Julia with
Kiana James.
Kiana. All right. It's not bad. Tim.
Oh, I'm going to play a long shot and pick Damien.
Damien.
Tim takes Jake the Snake Roberts. Okay, cool.
Damien Priest, you jackass.
Well, you had to be more specific.
Well, I shouldn't have to be. It's 2026, not 1986.
Some, it's still 1986.
Hey, it was a damn good decade, let me tell you.
All right. That brings
us... No cell phones and no proof of anything we did.
We now go back, I believe, to the wheel for this next pick.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Nope, he's been taken.
First time we've had a dupe.
There we go again.
Josh Briggs.
Josh Briggs.
Okay.
All right, not bad. He's featured on TV a lot.
Half a step up from R-Truth.
All right, Brent.
I'm looking to try and see who I think can be at and make a splash at WrestleMania. All right, this is going to hurt a little bit, but I'm going for Rumble/Mania. Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. Okay.
Because I think, watch me.
Lindsay.
Give me Ethan Page.
Ethan Page. All right, for my last pick for round six. Hey, Brent.
Yeah?
What time is it?
Is it Tiffy time?
It's Tiffy time. Tiffany Stratton.
It ain't clobbering time.
Be my next pick. All right.
All right. Now, seven. Remember, this is one that could end up on your team or could end up on someone else's.
And these next two rounds... could be swapped around. That plays a big factor in these picks, doesn't it?
Because you might not end up with who you got.
You might not end up with who you got, or someone may get stuck with someone...
who you wanted.
Who you wanted, or that they don't really want. I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to take the stock standard Usos.
So Ross going to run it back.
We're going to just run it back. We're just run it back over and over again. Lindsay?
Give me the other half of the Canadian equation. Give me Chelsea Green and the Secret Hervis.
Ooh.
Which basically right now is just Alba Fire.
Yeah.
I thought they had someone else in there now, too.
Nope. Ethan Page is the other one.
I thought they added another agent of the Secret Hervis.
They have not. And Piper is out for...
indefinitely?
Indefinitely, right?
So I have a lot of youth on my team.
Somewhat.
But Rock...
you're going to do it.
Sometimes youth needs a guiding light.
Oh, no.
Sometimes you need to sit under a tree, a learning tree.
You asshole, don't manifest that.
I'm going with Chris Jericho.
I just want it known that if it happens, it's Brent's fault.
I just want it to be known that this is one of the picks that could also end up on one of y'all's teams.
If it happens, I'm going to find you.
I want Lindsay to end up with him so bad right now.
So
I will find you.
That was going to be my last pick. If we went back around.
Rocket, now, to be fair, Rock and I had discussed this because we're both like, do we pull the trigger on this? And my first thought was, I'm waiting until the two picks because it's a 50-50 shot of like, Do I end up with him? Do I put him on someone else? Let's find out.
So.
And now I want it to end up on Lindsay so bad. I can taste it. I want it so bad.
Why do you hate me? What did I ever do to you?
Lindsay, you don't want to be on the list?
No.
But then it can be a festival of friendship.
Yeah, it's not going to be a festival of friendship if it happens. I'm just telling you right now. Yeah, listen to Zara. She says, stop bullying my wife. God damn it. Listen to her.
Man. All right, the wheel selects.
Wyatt 66, Uncle Howdy, nope. Rowan, Gacy, nope. Cross, Loomis.
Loomis, nice.
Nia Jax and Lash Legend.
Okay.
It's not bad.
It's a solid pick. Being pushed right now on SmackDown could be the next Women's Tag Team Champions at some point. Maybe at WrestleMania, who knows? All right, Tim.
This is one of those danger picks, huh?
It is one of the danger picks.
You could end up with it. It could go somewhere else.
Oh, fuck. Bianca Belair.
So you picked Bianca last season. She appeared zero times.
I mean, she hurt her finger
at WrestleMania.
I almost picked her this time, actually.
She broke her time now, right? She broke her knuckle, and it's been slow to like heal correctly, which is why she's been gone. But it's WrestleMania season. She'll tape it up and go, probably.
She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll probably come back at the Rumble.
And win it.
Eh.
Cash.
Maybe.
It could happen, you don't know.
It's true, it could. Anything could happen. My second last pick in the round of things that could get shuffled to other teams that may or may not work out for or against them is the MFTs.
MFTs.
Former I think that's bloodline. Who I got last time.
You did, I think.
I got them in a trade, yeah. Like, shit.
And your last pick, Cage, will be...
My final pick is always the one that I do for funsies. It's not a pick that I always expect to do points, but it's never like a super throwaway, and that throwaway is always ready, Matt Cardona.
That's what I was thinking of too. To use the thing for the flipping of the selections. All right, Tim,
my last pick, another one of those danger picks.
That is a danger pick. Yeah.
Do I want him? Do I want them? Do I want her? Yes, I'm here. Just wait a minute. Jesus. I'm not sure which one. Does anybody have a five-sided coin?
No.
Not on me.
I needed to flip something.
Not how this works.
Besides my lid. I need, it's just like random pick here.
I understand that there used to be something here that would help you, but they're no longer with us, so.
Oh, it hurts. All right, the hell with it. I'll pick Aleister.
With Zelina Vega. All right. Aleister Black with Zelina Vega. Tim? All right. The wheels. Final selection will be who?
Jasper Troy.
Another young gun in NXT. Yeah, so a solid one there. Brent?
Well, I'm going to stick in NXT. I'm going to go down to New Orleans and get the only man who so far has qualified for the ladder match for the NXT Championship, Ricky Saints.
I mean, that would look good on anyone's team.
Yep.
Lindsay.
Give me Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella.
Lindsay and I just trade picks. That would be hilarious.
I have a name I think she would hate more if I went with it. That's out there.
Do it. Do it.
Because he always shows up for this season.
Dun, 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 dun.
Why do you hate me? Why are you being mean to me? What the fuck did I do to you two?
I mean, I full out drafted him last season.
Lindsay, don't you normally sit the intern in the corner?
Yeah, when he's being a dick. He's being a dick now.
Well, send him to the corner.
Corner!
I have red vines in the corner.
Gonna go with...
Chaos.
There's no team named Chaos.
Jada Parker just returned to NXT to round out the pick. Now, brings us to the blind risk. Picks 7 and 8 get to be randomly swapped to different teams. Casey, we're going to spin the wheel for you first.
Fun.
Let's see who you could swap with.
It ends up on Casey. He just gets to keep his picks, right?
Team in turn.
Ooh.
Do it, Casey.
Casey can't do anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's randomly selected.
It's between those two.
Between wrestler one or wrestler two. which is round 7 or 8. We spin the wheel. Who's going to Keishi's team?
Wrestler 1.
Nice.
Keishi gets Chris Jericho.
Break the walls down!
Drink it in, man.
Keishi, you just made the list.
I'm okay with that.
No, you just got the list.
I'm okay with that.
There you go.
Tim, you get the trade with...
Uh-oh.
Team Keishi.
Ew, Keishi.
So, I have a question. Before they get rolled... Okay, never mind. I'm good now.
You're good now? So you still have the two there, so one has to be replaced on that side. All right, Tim can either get the MFTs or the woo-woo-woo man.
Wrestler 1.
MFTs.
MFTs. It's right basically on the line, too. It could have gone Matt Cardona for Tim on that one.
He just wasn't ready.
Go
That's
to
me hitting myself in the head.
Next one.
Team Wheel.
The wheel can't spin with the
wheel. We're going right down in order.
But the wheel can't trade with itself, so...
Team Tim.
Hey, wait a minute. Before you spin, last season, didn't we have that opportunity? If it landed on your name, then you didn't have to trade anybody?
Yeah, but the wheel can't speak for itself. We make the decisions for the wheel. So the wheel doesn't get to keep anything. The wheel gets to trade with Tim. The wheel gets...
Wrestler 2.
Aleister Black with Zelina Vega.
That might be the one I wanted to lose.
There we go.
Or not. Right. I don't know.
So I think that just, we go down to Brent. Keishi's name's still on here. It has to be removed. So if it lands on Keishi, we'll remove it. It does not.
Team Lindsay.
So I get either Canadian or the girl from roughly where I'm from.
Yes.
Okay.
See, I was nice to you. Thank you.
All right. We go to this one. Spin the wheel.
Wrestler 2.
You get...
I can Nikki, look, but I can't touch. Got
you
it.
You can look, but you can't touch on that one. You get Nikki Bella. All right, Lindsay. You either trade with...
You or the wheel.
Me or the wheel. Let's find out.
Team Rock.
You get one of my people.
Okay.
All right. It could be either the Usos or Jada Parker.
Wrestler 1.
You get the Usos.
You get the safest tag team pick in the world.
Honestly, I had them on my list. And then I didn't pick two. Them.
So that means so that I'm Rock fine. Gets essentially the wheel pick.
I get the wheel pick. Which will either be Nia and Lash or Jasper Troy.
Wrestler 1.
I'm okay with it being Nia or Lash Legend. That's not the worst thing in the world.
I mean, technically it's Nia and Lash Legend, not or.
Yeah. So now it's time for the Vegas option. So you have essentially... 7 people eligible for this option because the one you just got
flop already gets the double.
Your flop already gets a double point boost. But with it being WrestleMania in Vegas, from now until WrestleMania, you have the option to earn some additional points. You want to win big? You'd spin the wheel and risk it all, as well to add a multiplier to one of your draft picks all the way through WrestleMania. Could be a 1x, it could be a 2x, maybe even a 3x. A 5x, or even a 10x spin for the multiplier for one person on your team all the way through WrestleMania.
Now, as Rock and I were discussing, this could be really, really good.
It could.
Or it could
If they lose your points.
Suck.
It could be really bad. So you look at your team, know who you pick.
Don't lose.
So you have to pick the person before we make the spin. That's option one. However, if you don't feel like risking it all, you still have an opportunity to gain extra points. We can go back to the wheel, spin it again, and add an extra person to your team with the normal point multiplier on it.
And that is randomized?
It's all randomized, yes.
Ooh.
Is the wheel getting to pick for you?
For your final pick. So you can either risk it a lot, go to the multiplier wheel, or you can take the safe bet and add an additional person to your list. Now, there is a couple 1Xs on the wheel as well, so you could just end up with nothing additional to it as well. What's your question, Tim?
I'm not sure if I understood that last part there.
Which part?
I'm not sure, because I wasn't listening, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so you either can get a multiplier... Or just take a safe bet.
I can either take the risk and pick one of my people to have the wheel spin a multiplier, or the wheel randomly gives me somebody.
Yes.
And that's the safe bet. Giving me somebody randomly could either be normal points or an X point if it's on the wheel.
No, the safe pick is just normal points.
Oh, just normal points?
Yes.
It's just an extra person on your team.
Yeah. That
if you go with option one, you pick someone from your team and they get the multiplier, good or bad.
Right, and there's a multiplier that says 1x, which means it stays at the base point. So there is a risk
I'm
there.
I'm not a gambler. This is not good. I don't gamble.
Then you are now.
You are now, but you could take you really safe or you can risk it all. But hey, you have time to decide.
I'm not the first one up. Casey's
up first.
I am going to go. I'm going to have some fun, and I'm going to take the random wheel pick.
Oh, so you're taking the safe bet.
Is it safe?
I mean,
depends on who gets
picked. It's standard points. It's not standard points.
It's a safer option.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go a little bit not safe then.
All right, so you're going to go for the multiplier. So you have to pick someone you're going to add this multiplier to.
Multiply Chris Jericho.
I was actually thinking about it.
You cannot, because he already gets the 2x multiplier because he's the blind risk.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to put my super multiplier on Gunther.
Gunther.
Do you think he has a chance to beat John Cena?
No.
All right. What will the multiplier be? Oh, 5x. So you get 5 times the points for Gunther.
Not bad. It's probably going to, I feel like it's going to be like real good for me for a little bit. And then it's going to like fall hard.
You've got it till Mania. So you got it till, all you have to worry about. You only have it till April.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Matt, so if he's just in theory, say he wins the world heavyweight title at WrestleMania. That's 100 points. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Tim.
Oh, Jesus. Just till Mania.
Just till Mania, which is 2.5 months, almost 3 months of time. That includes a Royal Rumble win. So if you have someone on your team who could win the Royal Rumble, you know, it could be beneficial. Or you could take the safe option and just spin the wheel again.
Yeah, I'm not a gambler. Spin the wheel.
All right, Tim is going to take the safe option.
Brock Lesnar.
You get Brock Lesnar.
Bork Laser!
I get Bork Laser. Shit!
That's awesome!
That's the risk you take. On that one.
All right, Brock, what's the wheel going to do?
I think we know what the wheel's going to do, Brant.
Add another person!
No, it's going to spin the multiplier on somebody.
Well, first it needs to spin to see which wrestler it is.
And that's what we're doing now.
3.
The LWO.
Oh, boy.
LWO for the wheel. And they get for the multiplier of... It's close, baby. Oh, 2x. It got close to the 10. Brent?
Okay, so this is 2Mania.
2Mania.
This is tough because I think someone can win the Rumble from my team. But there's a lot that goes wrong with that, too. You know what? Fuck it, I'm going to go big. Judgment Day.
Damn. Okay, with the multiplier.
Liv, Raquel, and Roxanne. I'm going to take a hit on Monday, though.
2x. All right, Lindsay.
I'll take the multiplier and let's put it on Seth.
All right, Seth Rollins. Multiplier of... 3x.
Okay, I'll take it.
3x multiplier.
Seth likes football.
He's QB1. Cody Rhodes. Spin the wheel. Go big or go home. Alright, I'll take a 2x multiplier on Cody Rhodes. Alright. Well, that's the draft. Tim was the only one who went safe. Got Brock.
He got Bork.
And, oh no, pretty good. And with that, that's our draft for another season. This goes until SummerSlam, so this group will reconvene all together after SummerSlam. But that'll do it for the WTR Fantasy Draft. Tomorrow night, we're live at the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, talking Monday Night Raw, and about a month's worth of news. The Rack, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, it is CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, they're back for WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. There is no post-show because they're still overseas on Monday. Post-show returns a week from Monday. That Wild Talk Radio is facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Lindsay has social media she can tell you about.
You said for a second.
course, you stepped away for a second. All right, Brent has social medias he can tell you about.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can always follow at Lynn's Ward for, you know...
Sorry, I'm back. I had to run to do something.
There you go. Well, plug your socials, Lindsay.
Well, no, you plug your socials.
I was plugging yours.
I said BRB in the chat.
I know, but plug yours. Now, go.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-E-N-S-T-R-D. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
Right, now plug your socials.
All right, now I'll plug my socials. So you can find me on various social media at Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens based upon the platform. That'll be X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, all the fun stuff. So, Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens, something will work.
Casey's very antisocial, but has accounts.
I have accounts. Sometimes I go on there. And if you want to see if I have, you can find those possible, very unlikely posts at Kyle Driver.
Tim.
Yeah, you should follow me at a little place that I know of called X, and you can find me by looking for Flames Forums.
Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support channel for free. You can use creator code RocketTalk in the Fortnite item shop as hashtag Epic Partner. We'll see you for the rack Thursday and all week long. Along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.